In this season of Love Your Life, we focus on the Quran with the ultimate goal of creating a strong bond with the Holy Book for us to reflect and connect one ayah at a time. I am Maya Al Saeed, and welcome to Love Your Life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, we ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him and his companions. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlal 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all my listeners on Oman FM. This is your show, Love Your Life, with your host, Maya Al Saeed, and as usual, bringing you, inshallah, touching stories that will inspire you to maybe rethink your life, rethink your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His book, the Quran. Today with me in the studio likely is a guest and we have Sister Angelique Naomi.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister.
I'm so happy to have you in the studio today because the first time when we met, which we'll get to that part of your story.
Yeah.
So the first time I met her, okay, when she shared a bit of her story, there was Maya weeping. So already we made sure that we have what we need, mm-hmm. and the box of tissues. She pulled them close to her before we even started recording. So just to say, prepare yourselves. This is going to be yet another emotional episode, bin Allah ta'ala. One that touches your heart, inshallah. And as always, I want to remind you that this show is live. So if you're listening to me right now, either through the app or the link of Ain, or you're listening on your car or wherever you are, you're more than welcome to call us and join in our conversations, share reflection or something that really moved you with the Angelica's story, and you can do so by calling 24602058, 24602058. And if you do call, you might just win a copy of the Noble Quran, which is a gift from me to you, as a way of saying thank you for joining the show. Let's start, inshallah. Angelique, I'm so excited to get to know you. And I don't know, most people don't know about this, only my guests. When, you know, before recording, we try to get to know each other. And as soon as they say something, what do I say?
Yeah, you said, just wait, we'll keep it for the show.
See, I'm keeping everything for you. I know some stories of my guests, mm-hmm. but most of the ones that I have a chance and honor to speak to,
yeah.
I find out on air, like my guests.
Wow.
And I like that because I like that it's, again, it's all about authenticity,
yes.
about being raw, about the feelings mm-hmm. being present. And so I'm just, you know, getting to know Angelique,
yeah.
as you are as well. Okay, so Angelique, tell us a bit about you. Mm-hmm. I believe you are, I'll start with the obvious, that you are Muslim.
Yes.
But you are not a born Muslim.
No.
Okay, so I don't know if you want to start with that, but we'd just love to get to know you.
Definitely. It's an honor to be here on your show. Thank you very much, Sister Maya. Inshallah, this is Allah's will and His way. I was not born a Muslim. I was born a Christian. Mm. And I wasn't... well, I'll start from the beginning. I was born in Botswana. And I left Botswana when I was 3.
Okay.
So my father is South African and European. So when I was 3, I went to stay with my father. And that's where the South African mix accent comes with the Botswana accent.
Which we can hear very clearly. It's so pretty and unique, by the way, mashallah.
Thank you so much. And I grew up with my dad. And he was a very loving father. Strict at times, yes, but very loving. And I think when I came to Oman, you see, I'm already starting.
It's okay.
When I came to Oman in 2019,
mm-hmm.
I converted to Islam in 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you came with your father, or you came alone, the family?
No, that's it. You know, it's such a, even I start doubting the whole process of how I came, because it is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was studying and working, so I was studying to become an HR, to be an HR manager, and I was working at a restaurant, and I was working, and somebody came to me and said, you know, you should work abroad. And I said, oh no, you know, because when you work abroad, you think America, UK, Canada, these type of places. And they said, no, Oman. And I said, what is an Oman? I don't know, where is Oman?
Where?
Yeah, I said, wow. They said, and I experienced the same thing, because when I say I'm from Botswana, they say, where is Botswana? Mm. What is Botswana? Mm. And then when I say it's close to South Africa, they say, oh, South Africa. So, yeah, then a lady said, why don't you try Oman? I said, okay, I'll see. And I got the job, and yeah, it was so quick. And with all of us, we waited a specific time period, like maybe a month or two, because we waited for the company to get back to us, and we came here all together.
What do you mean? Who else?
Like all the other South Africans that we met here.
Okay. Mm.
So no family members. We all came individually, like on our own.
I always find that as a strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you leave the life, the place where you call home.
Yeah.
Your family, your friends, and you just move, especially as a female.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I understand if a woman, I'm not saying women are weaker. Not at all.
Yeah.
It's just hard and challenging. It's not the first opportunity that one say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Yes, I'm going to leave. It's scary.
Yes, it is.
Because you don't know the country. You've never heard of Oman before.
Yeah.
I understand, again, if it's someplace you visited and you're like, oh, I really like it here and I'd like to come back.
Yes.
Okay, I get that. But then you're just going like, nope, I've never heard. Okay, I'm applying. I got it. Let's go. Bismillah.
It's true. It is. Yeah. But what can I say, Oman? You know, the people, kindness resonates regardless.
Alhamdulillah.
Whether you are speaking any type of language, whether you are from any race, even gender-wise, kindness, it's the same throughout. You can feel kindness. You can feel love, you know, and that is a token, I think, given, or not a token, but a characteristic, I suppose.
A blessing, I would say, given from
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah.
So I'm interested to know, okay, so you came in as a Christian. So what happened that led you to become, like, to take up Islam, to become Muslim?
It's a good question.
That's why I asked. I'm joking.
You see, I've always been, since I was young, I've always felt like I was this middleman. Why? Because my mom, she's pure Matswana. She's, everyone from my mom's side is black. Mm-hmm. Everyone from my dad's side is white. And I've been this middle, this is how I felt. Mm-hmm. Not that they treated me in any different manner at all. SubhanAllah, I would be lying if I said so. They loved me regardless, but there was no one of the same color that I could say.
And you don't have any siblings? It's just...
I do. I have... It's not... I don't have a sister or brother from the same mom and dad.
I get you. From... Okay. But you are like literally the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've always felt as like in the middle.
Mm.
Not really understanding one side or the other. But because when I left Botswana, at three, I couldn't learn my mom's language, and
so you felt that created a barrier, more and even like an additional barrier.
Yeah, there was no how can I say, there wasn't like the tradition and the customs, and you know, for you to learn and also just to banter in the language, you know, because it's something different when you actually speak the language.
Of course.
Yeah. So that I couldn't learn. And when I came to South Africa, I learned Afrikaans. Mm-hmm. So Afrikaans is, it's such a nice language to learn. And because there's 11 official languages in South Africa. So Alhamdulillah, I chose one only because, yeah, the other 10, I mean, I'll keep them on side. But, yeah, then I learned unity and, like, I could speak with other people and I still felt in the middle.
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't it was like a void. I could say it's a void, like you're shattered, but you're not broken. Yeah, so...
you just feel something is missing.
Yeah, you're just always looking for this thing and you just don't know. And I was curious a little bit about Islam because when you have life orientation as a subject, they speak about different religions. And I said, oh, what is this Islam? And it was like, oh, you know, you go into your own life bubble. You forget that you even thought about going into or even getting knowledge of this religion. And then I came to Oman, and
you met many Muslims.
I met so many, and the stigma and stereotype, yeah, yeah. And it all gets washed away, because someone's heart is like the iman. It is just, it's just mind blowing actually, and it really spoke to me, and I came with so much anger, you know, because of things that happened, but this is just like an added piece of information. But you know, when you're in your family and someone says, you look so much like your sister, or you look so much like your brother, or whoever, I yearned for that. And it's something so small if you already have it. It's something so small, but if you don't have it, and I remember coming to Oman, and in the airport, the guy said, sister, where's your hijab? And I looked at him and I said, no, like, no, brother, I don't know what you're saying. And he said, your face is Omani, you Omani. And I said, no, I'm proudly African, and like, but I have nothing against, like, Omanis. And, like, he said, yeah, sister, you look like them, you know, like you. And
he should have said us, because he's like, he's part of us too. Yeah. Like them, like,
he was like them. And you know, that sort of comfort so quickly, it just landed there. I said, and nowadays, even in the taxi, they would say, sister, where are you from? You know, it's a basic conversation, where are you from? And they say, you look Omani, but you've been here for 4 years. How are you not speaking Arabic? And I'll just, yes, brother. Okay, brother.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. But yeah, then I got some help from my HR team, Miss Miriam, and a lot of other people. Like, there's Zina, there's the people that was around me as well. And they said, there's no forcing to it. There's
When talking about a religion.
Yeah. Okay. And I asked about the Quran, and Miss Maryam said, okay, here you go.
Miss Maryam is Omani?
Yes.
Okay.
And she said, here you go. Look, here's it. And she gave me a buyer, and she said, you can just, you know, wear it whenever. You can just Google. Look, if you want anything, come and ask me. And that's how it started, literally. And I just read and... just asked around, just to clear all stigmas and everything. And I sat down and I made a decision before Ramadan in 2022,
Masha
a day Allah. Before, yeah.
MashaAllah. We'll take a short break and be right back.
You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you.
Welcome back to Love Your Life. This is Maya El Saeed. With me in the studio today is Angelique Naomi. Beautiful name, by the way.
Thank Inshallah. You very much.
And we are just talking about just getting to know her and how she became a Muslim. And it happened. Well, you have to go listen to the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
But if you've just joined us, we'll be just talking about how... You can hear the tissues.
I'm trying. So sorry, guys.
It's okay. We're just talking about Naomi and, not Naomi, Angelique.
Yeah.
And just finding out more about her before we dive into like a deeper level of her story. And I want to remind you that this is a live show. You're more than welcome to call us and join the conversation by calling 246-0-2058. Now, understand also when you became a Muslim, you changed your name.
Yeah.
Or you changed, because you still call yourself Angelique, but you also have your Muslim name, which is?
Aisha.
Aisha.
Yes.
It's beautiful. I feel it's quite close to Angelique.
Yes.
It's not too much of a big difference.
Mm-mm, no.
But you, some say you don't have to change your name, but you chose to change your name.
Yes, I chose myself to change my name. I need to do it like legally.
Mm-hmm.
I can still go ahead and do it. It's one of my goals to do still.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
So when you, so you've become a Muslim and now you're living in Oman, and how hard was it to actually transition, you know, like what changes happened to you, especially, you know, becoming a Muslim?
Yes.
Now, there's something that you said before, you always felt in the middle.
And yeah.
One of the beauties of Islam,
mm-hmm,
is when you become a Muslim, you suddenly have lots of sisters and lots of brothers, because
yeah,
we're all this big community of Muslims, and Islam, we just considered like we're all one.
Yes.
So how did that feel to you?
It felt like I am a part of something bigger. I'm a part of love and guidance, and I can turn one way and I'd know I could speak to somebody. I'm not alone in that sense, yeah. So I had lots of brothers and lots of sisters. And when you do revert to Islam, it's quite, I don't want to say difficult, because it's what you put your mind to.
Yeah.
That's it. But there is some challenges, yes. Because you are so used to being in your own world and your own type of ways. How can I say? There's a lot. You're used to waking up in the morning, doing your hair, putting it a certain way. Yeah. And for people maybe to see.
It's panels always in the little things.
Yes. Yeah. And you don't realize, like you really don't realize it until you're actually doing it. So it's the smallest things. And I'm thinking now, so I'm speaking, but it's your dress code as well.
Mm.
And there's your dress code, the way you speak, the way you handle yourself, the way you feel for someone else, the way you handle when someone else is being rude to you, how you can like construct that sentence to make them feel understood, but you also share your emotion to it as well.
Mm.
And during this time, especially during this time with social media and everything that's going on, it's like temptations are flying everywhere. And it's being shown like with a highlighted like scope to it, you know, where youngsters, you want to be on social media, you want to show who you are, you want to grasp something else, but it's your nafs. Sometimes it's your nafs, and it's difficult when you're young. So it's quite difficult, but when you have the proper people around you that can help and guide you, alhamdulillah.
And I always say, when you set your intention,
yes,
it makes the people might think, oh, maya, please, but seriously, yeah, just try it. Set your intention to do something for the sake of Allah, excuse me, and just watch the miracles happen. The doors open, suddenly someone tells you something that you've only told about Allah, you've made that intention to Allah, and suddenly, yes, something will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to know as well your relationship with the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Was it challenging to understand? How do you connect with it? How do you, you know, recite it? Your journey with the Quran.
Okay, my journey with the Quran is ongoing, always ongoing. It's challenging because if you don't know Arabic and you don't know the essence of the words that are spoken, and it's translated into English, you miss the essence. That's what I'm trying to say. Because, for instance, when you say Alhamdulillah, in English it would be all praise is to Allah.
Mm.
Where hamd, it's two words that are in one, where it's praise and thanks is to Allah.
Mm.
You know? And it's these type of essential things that once you understand and grasp onto it, which I'm trying my utmost best to do now, this is how far I'm coming. And it's difficult because English, like I said, it doesn't wash it down, but it does simplify it, but you miss the feeling. So your niya, your intention when you do it, yes, you want to learn, but then it's almost like a little hook where your heart can hook onto it, but it slightly misses it.
Mm.
Because, yeah.
Because of the language barrier.
Barrier, yeah.
I'm listening to you here, Angelique, and thinking, you know, here you are having this pure intention to really want to connect to the Quran, and you're just saying that one of the challenges that you have is the language.
Yes.
And then here we are in Oman,
Arabs,
or for anyone anyway who's listening who's an Arab and mm-hmm. speaks the Arabic language, and they don't have that intention to learn the Quran, or they don't have the interest, they don't have that yearning, you know, to really understand the word of Allah. So and this is the thing about reverts, when they mashallah tabarak rahman, when you say the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah ashhadu muhammadar rasulullah, it's like I believe and I obey. It's like sami'na wa ata'na, you know, I listen and I obey. But when it comes to us, well, the majority of Muslims, because we are born with it, it's always been there. I don't want to say we don't have it, but it's not as strong as when it comes from people who are reverse. An example is, you can't see Naomi now. I don't know why I keep calling you Naomi.
It's okay.
I have problems with names, people, okay? So I'm really sorry, forgive me. Angelique she's wearing the full hijab. She's even having that the under cap, if women will know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one thing that I'm sure was not easy for her, but yet she became a Muslim. Sami'na wa ta'na. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of me. This is what I will do. I will obey.
Yes.
And mashallah, may Allah reward you for that. And hijab is a topic that a lot of sisters struggle with. So inshallah, you'll get inspired by, you will see her later on my story.
Sure.
You will get inspired by her story. So we wanted to, as well, when we discussed about what surah, you know, that really had the greatest impact on you. You said Surat Al?
Fatiha.
You want to tell us more about that?
Yes. With Surah Al-Fatiha, you know, when they when you start praying, they would introduce the surah and they would say that you have to know the surah. It's the most recited surah. Every day we recite the surah. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes when you do something every day, it becomes normalized to you.
SubhanAllah, yes.
So this surah, because you're repeating it all the time, I think that you have to focus yourself and actually understand that this is an opener for all other surahs.
Mm-hmm.
Once you connect yourself to Al-Fatiha, you can connect yourself to all other surahs. Because when you are praying, you're saying Al-Fatiha. So your heart will be connected already so severely that when you do start praying, say Surah Al-Falaq, you're already there with your intention. You maybe you could be crying already because Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen is already something so massive for you, and that's just one ayah out of seven. So I was listening to Noman Ali Khan, and this was in a time where I was looking what to do. I was making du'as, you know, I need help in the Quran, and I really want to know Arabic for the purpose of learning Quran. I don't want to misinterpret that, like, you know, Arabic just to speak Arabic. I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Quran in Arabic for me a purpose. And I want to be a part of this purpose. So, inshallah. And there was Ar-Rahman. And I fell in love with this word, I think, the name of Allah. And because Rahim, the Rahim in Arabic means womb.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I found that out, I was just basically sitting in front of the laptop going, wow, you know, like, wow. Because when you are a baby in your mom's womb, you are solely dependent on your mother.
Yes.
You, the amniotic fluids, the food that's going to you, everything.
You have no control.
No control at all. And yet you're in there and you don't know.
Mm.
You don't know all of the things that your mom has to go through, your mother has to go through. But yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say thank you for everything, but do we truly know what everything is?
Subhanallah.
Yeah, so it's, and I'm still there. I'm still, I could use one word and maybe one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I can go on for hours.
Mm.
One ayah, I don't think I could just bypass it quickly because there's so much to speak about in the ayah.
MashaAllah. Okay, tissue time.
Okay.
But it's so true, even you saying that, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things I love about your show, because I'm always learning every day from every guest. I'm always learning. And people always think, oh, but I always say this as well. I don't have anything to share.
Yeah.
I don't know. But mashallah, don't underestimate your story. Don't underestimate the little things you learn.
Yes.
Your sister here is just learning it today. Yeah. So, and the way you think, this is another thing. When you say, I never thought of it that way. SubhanAllah. Yeah. I'm like, wow. This is my turn to be wowed.
Well, SubhanAllah.
So, having that kind of connection, again, I feel it's another form of belonging.
Yeah.
Because you belong to something bigger than yourself.
Definitely.
Now, it's no longer about my sibling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or anything else. It's about knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely. Yeah.
And following His religion.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that there's, as well, I say this on every episode, but there's an answer,
mm-hmm.
an understanding.
Yes.
For every part of your life. The only thing we need to do
mm-hmm.
is pick this book up with the pure intention of understanding.
Because
if you do that, wallahi, if you do that, everything changes. The way you see yourself.
Yes.
The way you see the world.
Definitely.
The way you think. Everything changes. And because of this, this is why يعني, people fall in love with the Quran.
Yes.
So I'm sure this is something you felt too. She can't talk because she's trying to manage her emotions. So I'm sorry if you hear me talk, because I'm just giving her time to just collect her thoughts and her emotions. And I'm just here to support and remind you as well that you can call her and speak to Angelique if you would like to share maybe something that she touched upon. And you can do so by calling 2460-2058. 2460-2058. And if you do happen to call and speak and contribute, then inshallah you might bi-idhnillah, be one of those who walks away with the noble Quran. But you have to do it right after this break. You can call us on 2460-2058. We would love to hear from you. Welcome back to Oman FM with me, Maya Al-Saeed, and Angelique Naomi. Today we're talking about her story, and I believe we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello?
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
How are you?
I'm fine, good. What about you?
I'm fine, thank you. Please feel free. You have the mic. You're not in the studio, but you have the mic. You can speak.
Okay. My name is Mariam. I am friend of Evangeline. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell her thank you so much. I'm proud of her. That is it. Only that I want to tell her.
Thank you so much. Now I calmed her down. Now you made her cry again. So she, and because I have you.
No, because I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her a lot. I'm proud. She's my sister. She's everything for me.
Alhamdulillah. And now you are crying as well. But I wanted to thank you, Maryam, as well, because I know you are the Maryam that she spoke about. Fajazakillah khair for, you know, in taking her in, treating her like a sister, being the Muslims, you know, that we are supposed to be. May Allah reward you, inshallah. May you continue to be sisters, inshallah. And may Allah reunite you in Jannah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, as He has reunited you in dunya.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. You want to say something?
No, thank you, Mariam.
Thank you, Habibti. All the best, Habibti. Continue. Don't cry, huh?
I won't.
Inshallah, bye.
If you want to join as well, you can do so by calling. You can do so by calling 2460-2058. Sorry about that technical difficulty. Ahmed, I think, is handling another call. That's why he forgot the other one. Salaam alaikum. No call? Salaam alaikum? Ah, okay. I guess the caller is going to call back, inshallah.
Sure.
So I don't want to start you on something and then interrupt you.
Yeah, definitely.
So, okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Sayyida Mia?
Alhamdulillah. I'm well. Who is on the line?
My name is Fatin. If you remember me, I was on the show with you in the past.
With me? Yes, Habibti Fatin, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well.
Alhamdulillah.
Ramadan Mubarak to you and to everybody in the studio and everybody listening.
To you too.
Just a quick message to your lovely guest, Angelique. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I especially was touched by the way that you described the word rahm. I never looked at it in that way, and it really moved me. Thank you so much for sharing that and for adding insight onto my own visions of Islam. Thank you and congratulations. And you have a sister in all of us. Well done.
I wanted to say thank you so much. You know, my tears are just rolling, man. They're coming from every angle over here. So I'm trying to contain myself. But you know, thank you for being a sister. Thank you for calling. You know, I'll remember this day, inshallah, for a long time.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, Fatin, for calling.
Inshallah. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Assalamu. Yes, indeed. The calls are rolling, alhamdulillah, and the tears are rolling.
Yeah.
So please keep them coming. You're really making Angelique's day, even though she's crying, I think she will remember this. And as well as a reminder, even after, inshallah, the show is over,
yes. It's
available, alhamdulillah. Love Your Life is available on all podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
yes.
I think, Google, any all the major ones. And I believe we have another call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Excuse me.
I want to tell Angelique that I call her Aisha, but I'm so proud of her. She was such a big influence in me reverting to Islam as well.
MashaAllah.
And, you know, she's an inspiration to all of us, her pure soul, her kind heart, you know. Inshallah khair, she gets to do this many, many more times, and she gets to share her story.
InshaAllah.
I'm very proud of her. That's all I wanted to say. Enjoy your show.
Jazakallah khair. You want to say something?
Yeah, I want to, because she was my roommate, and her name is Amina now, and she is, if kindness was a person, that would be her.
Oh.
Thank you, sis.
Thank you so much, sister.
You know, we're brought together for a reason, subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, guys.
Jazakallah khair.
Thank you.
Ma'a salama.
Ma'a salama.
I would say we'll take a break, but we've already taken one, so no, it's, maybe we should just to...
No, it's okay.
It's
I'm
okay?
Fine.
All just, right, we got the green light from Angelique. Okay, so when we were discussing about this episode, you insisted of the word gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was on the forefront, like I want to talk about being grateful.
Yes.
And that's what we decided.
Yes.
Why were you so like insistent on calling, on being grateful? What are you grateful for? Before you answer, we have another call. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you guys?
I missed you, Hamid. I'm well, alhamdulillah, Baba. How are you?
I'm very good. I just wanted to comment that it's truly, truly amazing how someone can change and be so connected. This is the miracle of Quran. This is what happens, when Allah chooses you to become this. Like when I'm listening to the show, I can hear. When I'm listening to the show, I can hear how emotional you are, how like authentic you are, how emotional, like you're speaking from truly the heart.
Mashallah. This boy, mashallah, like remind us, how old are you?
I'm turning 12 on May.
You should see Aisha's face now. She didn't know you were that young.
Wow, mashallah. Oh, I just wanted to say. No, keep your spirit, you know, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, put barakah in your life, hidayah, everything for you, my brother. Thank you for everything, inshallah.
See you.
See you, Baba, thank you.
Bye.
Ma'asalaam, habibi. So now I forgot my question.
Oh, the gratitude.
The gratitude,
yes. For gratitude, I was persistent on the word gratitude and also the feeling of gratitude. Why? Because sometimes, and I would love to speak. And okay, sorry.
Salam alaikum. We have another caller. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh.
I know that voice.
We all know this voice. I think even the listeners by now, Rasha, they know your voice, Tabarak al-Rahman. How are you, Sister Rasha?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm so happy. And as my sister said, Alhamdulillah, we are so proud of you, Aisha. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. May Almighty Allah fill your heart with His love. May you continue to spread the light of Quran, my sister. And I want to remind you of an ayah, Bismillah, Aisha. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Sister Rasha? Yes, sister. You want to remind me of an ayah? I'm trying to pull out my phone.
Don't worry. She'll recite the ayah. She'll tell me what it is, and I can read it for you. I'll read the translation.
Okay.
We're waiting for you, Sister Rasha.
Yeah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. I will read the translation. And who is better in speech than one who invites to Allah and of righteousness and says, indeed, I am of the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Continue, my dear sister, to spread the light and your beautiful reflections. Bi'idhnillah al-Kareem.
Jazakallah khair. Wa fiki
barakallah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair, Rasha, for calling, and all the other callers as well. The ayah that Rasha just recited was from Surah Fussilat, and it was ayah 33, I believe. If you want to join the calls, if you want to join the show, you can do so by calling 246-0205-8. Aisha, you were talking about gratitude.
Yes. So for gratitude, sometimes we don't really realize what's being put in our lives. And when you go through a trial or tribulation, you know, you tend to become bitter. because this thing happened to you and why did it happen? And sometimes when you're telling your story, you say that you don't want sympathy, but you, for me, I'll speak for myself. So when I lost my dad, it was just, I felt like my whole world was conking on myself. And I think...
When did you lose your dad? Recently?
No, 2015.
Okay.
Yeah. So
before you came?
Yeah, before I came. It was quite a while. And I've already now built up so much hate, you know, so much anger. So it was always there, but because I was raised to be kind and to be loving, it was almost like a seed that Shaitan could water. So yes, you are a kind person. Yes, there's some things that you do that it seems like you are kind and you could have good intentions, but Shaitan has a certain way. If this door you lock, when he knocks on it, you lock it, you'll find a different way to, you know, seep through under and come on top as he thinks, you know, he's going to stay and reside there. So I'm forever grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for actually, you know, closing the door, making it a window so that I could actually see how I was then. So I speak to my friends and they would... Just one second.
It's okay. Take your time. I don't know what you're feeling because, yani, I have a sense, but of what you want to say, of how you were before, and how if it wasn't for coming to Oman, all the things, everything that happened that you had literally no control over.
Yeah.
Coming to Oman, getting a job, meeting with Sister Mariam.
Yes.
And every event that happened that led you.
Yes.
Yeah, to Islam, and then embracing Islam, because someone can lead you to it, and then you still don't become a Muslim.
Definitely.
Okay, you want to continue?
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Honestly, you helped me so much.
Alhamdulillah. It's Allah, habibti.
Yeah, and so I could. My friends would say, you know, I'm like a mediator. Because when someone's angry, they'll be like, oh, you know, she's not gonna intervene. I won't intervene unless, I'm trying to say, oh, no, you know, don't do that. It's okay. And, you know, they would say, ah, man, she's not gonna say anything. But I appreciate them for that because it rubs off on them. So it rubbed off on me and not rubbed off, but...
You're talking about gratitude here or what? I'm kind of lost in
the story
here.
Okay. No. Like gratitude, you know, when you can see through the other window, you start changing how you are.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when this happens, you rub off on other people.
Okay, gotcha.
That's around you, yeah. So for gratitude, you can never be too grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was watching... Social media, yes, has its bad friends, but sometimes social media has its good friends too. And I was watching something and there was this guy and he said, you know, if I give you 1 million, he says, I'll give you 1 million, man. Will you take it? For free, no problem. No strings attached. He says, the girl says, yes, no, why wouldn't I take it? He says, okay. He says, listen, I'll give you 100 million. Just give me your eyesight. She says, no. Then he says, you know, and for the one who gave you those eyesight, we still don't gratify him. There's no amount, there's no value for your eyesight, your smell, your hearing. You know, these type of things, when you wake up in the morning and you can feel your hands and your toes are still moving and you can wiggle and jiggle your nose and your lips and... We have to have gratitude.
And it's, subhanAllah, again, I never thought about that. And it's the things that we need so much, yet we take them for granted.
Definitely.
Can you imagine?
Yep.
Like since since we were born, since we you mentioned the rahim.
Yes.
Since we were in the womb, when I had no control.
No control.
I didn't choose my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't choose who or what I would look like. Everything, literally.
Everything.
Even the reason why I was the whole point of creation, me, Maya, you,
yes.
Ahmed, everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
There's an ayah about gratitude, which I want to recite, but I believe we have a caller.
Okay.
Salam alaikum.
Salam Allah.
Wa alaikum.
Radio Oman?
Yes, radio. Oman FM. Love your life.
I'm live now.
Yes, you are.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Can Aisha, can you hear me now, yeah?
Yes, Tariq.
Yes, you can catch my voice, yes. We're all so proud of you. You know, all your team. We are happy that we found you on our team also. All greeting from my heart to you, from all the team members, you know. All the team is proud, you know, and we wish for you all the best, you know, in your life, in your future. And I think someone needs to speak to you. And also you will know the voice once she speaks.
Aisha.
Yes. Yes, Michelle.
You are one of a kind. It is a pleasure to have you with us in our team as a sister, as a colleague, and we are so proud of you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Hamza.
You're welcome.
Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you so much. Alayna wa alaykum, ya Rabbi. Allah yitqabbal minna. Thank you so much for calling, sister.
Shukran.
And Tariq, what's her name?
Ms. Shamsa.
Ms. Shamsa, thank you so much. Okay.
Oopsie.
Aisha, do you know that since I started this season, today is the most number of calls that we have. And we have another one. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah.
Please, Aisha can hear you now.
Sister Evelyn. Fatima.
Sister Fatima?
Yes.
Okay. She already heard, she recognized your voice, so she can hear you. You're more than welcome to speak. Sister Fatima, you can speak now. We can hear you.
I'm Fatima.
Yes.
I'm a friend of Angelique. We studied last year in Hidayah.
Yes.
I just have one message for her that I'm very proud of her. And if you need anything, any help, I'm here and I'm ready to listen to anything that she wanted to tell me, or if she has any problem or difficulties or, you know, things that sometimes get rough, I'm ready to listen anytime. I always tell her that I'm ready anytime, anywhere. Just tell me. Hello?
Yes. She can hear you. She's just wiping her tears. I think she's overwhelmed with her emotions.
Yeah.
I don't think she expected so many people to call and on air live and declare, you know, that they're proud of her. And for someone who started saying that she felt alone and nobody, like she didn't have family, I feel you're all family, mashallah tabarak ar-Rahman. And she's you're all such a blessing to her life. May Allah reward you bi-idhnillah.
Sister Fatma, I've always said that you know, it's how kind you guys were and the love that you gave. I remember when you just spoke to me, you know, and just by speaking and your soft demeanor, may Allah bless you, my sister.
Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you so much, Sister Fatima, for calling.
Thank you.
So there's an ayah in since we were talking about gratitude before the call, and if anyone else wants to call and speak to Aisha, please, the number to call is 2460258 2460258. I believe somebody was trying to call now and it went. Please try again. Jazakum Allah khair. So the ayah that I was talking about gratitude, the one I remembered was in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 7, and it says, "And remember, when your Lord proclaimed, 'If you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny indeed, my punishment is severe.'"
Wow.
So Allah, yeah, and He wants us, He says, the more you are grateful, the more I will give you.
Yes.
And it's, subhanAllah, it's one of those things that is so easy to do, mm-hmm. but we don't do it.
But we don't, yeah.
Even literally, just sitting down now, there are so many things that we can be grateful for. Definitely. We can fill this notebook that I have. And now we have a call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, wa alaikum salam.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, fine, I'm fine.
Okay, would you like to say something?
Yeah, fine.
Could you please reduce the volume of the radio so we can hear you clearly? Jazakallah khair. I can hear you through your phone.
Yeah, just I was driving, I heard the story of my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very overwhelmed and just I like to thank her and appreciate her. Whatever she has done, that is very grateful. And may Allah bless her. That's all.
Jazakallah khair.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much.
Dua for me, please, sister.
Dua, make dua for inshallah.
Inshallah. I will make dua for you, brother.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Faisal.
Faisal, khalas, inshallah. May Allah make everything easy for you, Faisal, whatever hardship you're going through. Allah knows. Reach out to him. Sincerity, inshallah, ya Rabb. Ya Rabb, he will make everything easy for you and everyone who is suffering, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is the 8th caller today, by the way. Yeah. I think even Mashallah. Ahmed today, he can't keep up, mashallah, with the calls. SubhanAllah, you know when I say this show is your show, this is what I mean.
Yes.
You are someone from our community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The callers, the people who are listening are also from the community, and we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, brother?
I'm good.
So
I'm connected to the station, right?
Yes, you are. You're live now with us.
All right, fine. Actually, I wanted to say that I've been following this, your season, from a long time. I think it started from 2017, I guess.
Yes, it's been a long time, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I know. So I think in between, I didn't remember, but I just remember this year as well, and I tried just listening in the afternoon, because I think usually it shows up this time.
Yes.
So luckily it's again you, and I think it was you as well in 2017 who had.
Brother, it's always me.
Yeah, yeah. And I think your voice is a perfect for the show, I believe. It just sets up the Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
All of the people, I believe, because it's just so pleasing to the.
To the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. And regarding today's show, I just joined a bit late, so I don't know what's actually the today's topic. So could you just tell me?
Today's topic is about gratitude. I have Sister Angelique with us, and she's a revert, and she's just talking how she's grateful, how she finds gratefulness in the religion, in the Quran, and she was just sharing that with us.
That's so nice to hear. Yeah.
What is your name, brother?
My name is Muhammad.
Muhammad. Jazakallah khair.
I think what you do is through the entire Ramadan is so nice, because I think this time we just need a bit of, I would say, a time pass, or maybe some way we just need to put our time. So this is a perfect platform to just go through the day.
Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much. And it's also available on podcast if you ever want, afterwards to, if you missed like today's show, it's always available on podcasts. Jazakallah khair, brother Muhammad. Thank you so much. Barakallah fik. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As I was saying, this is your show, and it really makes a difference to my guests and myself when you guys call and share with us your feedback, speak to the guests. It just makes it even more memorable. And I have a feeling Aisha will remember this episode for a very long time. And mashallah, tabarak ar-Rahman, we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, wa alaikum salam.
How are you, sister? Please introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Rejoice. I'm Samar.
Rejoice Samar. Okay.
Yes, Samar.
Okay.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am so, so happy for you. We love you so much for the sake of Allah. And I could say that there's only one ayat from all of the calls that you've been receiving. I just remembered one ayat, which is because
we would want to be involved in Dawah, right? I know Angelique is really wanted to be a da'i.
Yes.
Da'i. Sorry if I didn't pronounce that right. But I just remembered one ayah after all of this, and in Surat Al-Dariyat.
Al-Dariyat, okay.
Wait. Yes, in Surat Al-Dariyat, in verse 55, in, it says that, but continue to remind, for certainly reminders benefit the believers. So, subhanAllah, with all these kinds of calls, gratitude, thanking you, loving you, and you see the environment that you have, I'm so sorry. I know Angelique and...
It's okay.
We are just so happy for you. And we are really, we are part of your family and we are part of your friends. And anything, or as Fatima said, that if there's anything that you can ask for, maybe time or crying shoulder or anything, we are here for you. So we are here for you. Just that I just want to say about that. And thank you so much and congratulations, my dear. Goodbye. Thank you. This is all.
Thank you.
Okay, mashallah. Now I have so many things to say and I have 2 minutes left. First of all, you chose the title gratitude.
Yes.
And every caller, Tabarak al-Rahman, had gratitude.
Yeah.
It's just, it comes so beautifully. And this is all part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan.
All part of Allah's plan.
Yani, one more caller. Can we make it? Okay. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. I really appreciate you calling. You have to be quick.
Yes, okay. Assalamu alaykum, Aisha.
Muskan.
Do you remember me?
Muskan. Yeah.
Imani meetings and the Naqabi sister.
Assalamu alaykum, Muskan.
How are you? Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem. I'm good, thank you, sister.
Yeah, mashallah, I heard the part that you said, where you said about the eyes, you know, and... Like, that was, the part was so beautiful, mashallah.
Thank you, sister. This is all Allah's will. I'm just a tool as I'm speaking into the mic. I'm just a mic to spread the truth, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you with lots of happiness in this world and the hereafter. Okay, I'll go bye.
Jazakallah khair, sister. Muskan. Okay. We have to wrap up. Okay. I really don't want to. I'm really enjoying my time here with you and enjoying the callers coming in. I have to announce that inshallah, caller number 6, which was today, Mr. Tariq, I believe.
Yes, Mr. Tariq.
Inshallah, I'm gifting them the copy of the Quran, bi-idhnillah. So you'll give that to them, inshallah.
Yes.
Okay, reminder, we have to go. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. You're welcome to the show anytime. You have huge fans. You're welcome to the show anytime. Jazakallah khair. Keep being the beautiful you, authentic you. Jazakumullah khair, listeners, for calling. I appreciate you. Inshallah, I'm back tomorrow, same time, 2:30 on Oman FM. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.